I'm Elaine Barnett, one of the Education ICT advisors for Partnerships for Schools, often abbreviated to PFS. Just so that you know what I'm going to cover in the session, I'm just going to talk to you a little bit about what BSF is, what we're thinking about with transformation, some of the early lessons we're learning, and what can you be doing now? What can we all be doing now? What actions can we be taking? Just before I do that, I'll just talk a little bit about Partnerships for Schools. We're the organisation that are delivering the Building Schools for the Future programme. Yes, that's all right. I did say what I was covering so that if you didn't feel it was relevant, please feel free to move. Partnerships for Schools have a wide range of expertise. We have four education advisors and a strategic director for ICT, some of whom are here today around the stand. So when I have finished, if you've got questions of a specific or generic nature, if you'd like to go and ask people around the stand and myself, we will answer those questions for you. We also have education expertise. We have also got expertise on the commercial side, legal, financial, etc. And we support the local authorities and their schools through the process. Building Schools for the Future is, if you take nothing else away from this presentation, can you just note these three words, transform secondary education. That's what the BSF programme is about. It will affect in some way all state secondary schools and ostensibly will impact upon all schools in the estate. There is funding behind it, of course. We are expecting to see some schools majorly refurbished, some schools having minor refurbishments, and they'll get money for that and money for the equipment and a separate amount of money for ICT. It's not a short programme, it is a long 15-year programme. And it is a lot of money for ICT. You can see the figure there, 4.4 billion for ICT. And I want to just come on to talk about what that means for us. It gives us a huge challenge and a huge opportunity. Please take that away as a message as well. We have an opportunity to think about what we might want to do differently and what you want education to look like in the future. We know from the media are ever present and they keep telling us, we know that the school system we're running at the moment has some areas that are not doing what we want it to do, either for teachers or for pupils. We've got more disaffected pupils. We've got teachers saying they want to do different things. And we've got a lot of agendas around personalisation, learning mentors. I'll come on to say a bit more about those in a moment or two. So we don't want to get stuck in last century's education. Before you can decide on any monies or any spending, you need to know what are you going to do with your ICT and how are you going to change that. So we're looking at transformation. And what do we mean by transformation? It is not all about the hardware and software, wonderful though they are, all of these that we'll see at the show, wonderful though they are, they won't do it on their own. It is about how we are thinking about what we're going to do with the hardware and the services as they come along. And that's our starting point. What is it we want to do? If it's a way of thinking differently, of doing things differently, what might be different? May I give you one example? I was talking to a couple of students last week, Bright students, and they were saying, well, yeah, we're just waiting to move on to the next chunk of work, and we're a bit bored and frustrated because we can't get on to the next set of work. Now, what if we had that lesson recorded? I'm thinking now of the information presentation lesson, recorded and available, and build up a library of those. Just think your gifted ones or the ones who want to move on could go and look at that lesson in advance, could attend the actual presentation of that as a revision, almost a revision lesson, to check their understanding. Those in the audience who are struggling, why should that be the only one shot I get as a pupil at that particular element of science, history, whatever it might be? If I'm not there for that hour, I've missed it. Well, if I'm a slower or find learning difficult, I might want to revisit that and do that several times. So if that lesson's available, I can do that afterwards, perhaps with a learning mentor supporting me. And if I'm the middle band, you know, those people who are present, but halfway through decide, well, I wonder what we're going to have for tea tonight. And I'm really thinking about that football match. Oh, what did they say? I've missed it. And they've missed that bit of the lesson. When are you going to be able to say that again to them? If they can go and review that lesson in their own time, whenever they want to, and say, oh, that was the bit I missed. Right, I'm with that. That leads us into a whole way of thinking differently. Other differences. I just want to give you a few examples because I think being at the show here today is an excellent opportunity for you to go and really inform yourselves. Go to the Future Lab stand if you haven't been already. Just have a look at the learning taking place there. They have showcases of projects they've worked on. This is Savannah. So this is pupils with handheld devices out on the school playing field or any space, and they are getting information that's simulating the savannah and lions surviving on the savannah, and they have to develop appropriate strategies to stay alive on that savannah. Another example, outside school this one, but when we all go on either education visits or even social visits or family visits to all sorts of attractions from Alton Towers to the Tower of London, technology is now being used. There's a pilot going on with the Tower of London, again with handheld devices, to look at the opportunities for you to interact more with the characters, or at least the historical representations of the characters, given that Anne Boleyn isn't still alive, and to develop a strategy to escape from the Tower of London, making the whole experience, bringing it much more to life. Now that is partially how I could go on for hours about how things are changing around us. They are changing, so if you're sitting there thinking, well, all right, but why should I change? Why should I transform? There are some key drivers. Part of that social change and what we're doing in the home and how adults learn and work has changed. I won't go through all of these, just to pick on a few others though. There are a lot of national agendas. If you're not familiar with the discussions going on, go to the NACE website, or talk to NACE about their what is new. They have an transformed ICT website with 6 outcomes, a lot of information there. Go and talk to QCA about their futures work and the skills needed for the 21st century curriculum, all to help inform you before you make your own individual journeys. The regeneration one is an important one. We're working with a lot of authorities now. We're working with 50 authorities now in BSF. And regeneration is an issue in some of those areas where older industries have gone and they're now wanting to regenerate that community and very often facing technology to do that and to move into technological services, and they are looking for students who are well into how to utilise the technology. 14 to 19, of course, the coming changes there and the necessary collaboration between schools. It's hard to see how that could work unless schools are working together. As a pupil, I can go and learn at other places and still have access to all my work electronically. Now, there's a whole raft of implications underneath that, the infrastructure being one of them, and that is one of the things that we are very keen that schools and authorities get their infrastructure sorted out so that it is a sound industry standard, reliable infrastructure. Because if we don't do that, then we're not going to have confidence in the system, and we've seen that happen. Taking those virtual learning environments, and I haven't mentioned an ICT suite once yet, and the physical spaces that we might use to allow that to happen, not all of which will be inside, those two together are going to constitute an opportunity for us to move into that 21st century environment. What will it mean for the BSF community? Just have a look at the pictures here, and the different learning is occurring in all of these different places in different ways. Look at the information giving session. It's huge. If you accommodate, and you can accommodate more pupils in that session, then the staff who might have been involved could actually be working with other groups or individuals at that time. We have the wireless technology, we have the laptops, we can learn in the middle of a field. I don't have to sit in a classroom that is 80 square metres, that is clearly labelled, this is a history classroom and that's the only time I get to do history. It isn't, that's not the way students are working at the moment. But it does bring you directly into not just IT, but what sort of education do you want in your school, in your authority? Is it going to promote each of these? is it going to look at how far are you already a teacher-led school? Are you staying there? Are you looking more at moving along the journey towards a pupil-led school and curriculum, allowing much more pupil responsibility and individual flexible learning programmes? So there's a whole raft of questions about how you approach education in your schools and how ICT is going to underpin that and take it forwards. And then the spaces that you need to do that in. And that, to me, epitomises the BSF project as it is at the moment. Transforming learners, learning for learners. We've talked about the pupil-focused, and you'll have seen a lot in the newspapers about the potential to have mentors for children, the personalisation agenda. That has to be underpinned by IT, else I don't see how else it could work. Spaces. We've seen some spaces. I just want to mention two things on this slide. One is parental involvement. Parental involvement is vital. If the last experience the parents had of school was a negative one, how motivated are those pupils going to feel when they come into school? We've got to re-engage parents as well. So we're very much in BSF looking at what community approaches can be done. Are the community facilities going to come onto the same site? Is that going to start to bring parents back? What sorts of facilities would parents want to see? What do pupils want? If you want to talk to pupils and the things that they are understanding they want to do with ICT, when you've finished here, go across the way there to the other side of our stand and talk to the pupils there and what they're doing. But just very quickly, if I have sufficient time, I want to go through with you just 3 points on these slides. Take English as a subject, critiquing poetry. We've got here student A who has done a critique of a poem. She has, or he has, a mentor, bright pupils admittedly, has a mentor to provide feedback on this critique. But the point to note is how many posts that student has done. Post is a set of text that's been typed in and put onto that particular site. 909. When have we ever been able to get students to write 909 pieces of text? And it's not just about the quantity. It is also about the quality. This is the mentor's feedback on the poem. I don't need you to read all this, but the mentor is coming back saying, this is extremely good, well done. Look out for this, look out for that. And then the extension at the bottom where the student comes back and says, wow, that's really cool, I hadn't got that at all. In fact, it's very similar to this other poem that I've read. And extending that learning and also perhaps teaching the mentor something who might not have heard about that poem. And then on the final one, a poem that's been written by student C, commented on by student D and E and F and G. Again, I don't need you to read all these, but this is peer review. They've all commented on the original poem and provided some good quality comments. So they're actually peer reviewing. Are you allowing for that to happen within your schools? Is this peer review actually being heard? Are those voices being heard? Final thing on this side, look at the timings on those posts. These pupils are working, and this is actual data, these pupils are working at 5:48 in the morning, 6:03 in the morning. This is out of school learning, and we have to start now to take account of the informal learning that we are seeing students already engaging with. And that does mean transforming teaching. And the BSF programme, and one of the most important things, is change management. And in change management, I put CPD and the ongoing support and training for teaching and all staff related to supporting the learners in the school. This is vital. If we don't get this into BSF, if we keep on thinking about it as just buying equipment, it's not going to happen. And I'm not just talking about the technical training. Yes, everybody needs to know how to switch it on, how to use it, be happy with it, but it's what are you going to do with it when you've got it? So start there. There's enough around you here now to be asking those questions of people as you go around. Lessons we've learned and things that you can do. BSF can't transform education on its own, but it can be an enabler in these three ways here. The most important of those being transformation of practice within the buildings. Yes, we know it can change the building itself, and it can bring people together in an authority way, but transforming the practice for us is the most important. We have found that where these things exist, these schools and authorities have had a much smoother process through BSF. So where partnerships are being developed, that's between schools, between the schools and their authorities, between schools and might be industry partners, that has given them the opportunity to bring in extra skills and to look at transforming the practice. Early dialogue with any of your stakeholders is essential. Do you know who your stakeholders are? I mean, I've only listed three or four there. There is a huge list that you could have had. Are you aware of who all your stakeholders are? Talk to them about where are you going in your school and your authority with education. What do you want to do? What are the difficulties of getting there? School specialisms, of course, will shape that solution. Nobody's saying it will be the same for everybody. So the transformation will be enabled but not led by the technology. And of course, you're not surprised at this one, visionary leadership is vital. Where that exists and the leadership are really promoting and pushing that, it is much more effective in practice. Schools do have their own individual journeys. Some will be starting over here and moving there. Some will be starting here and moving that way. Be very clear about your starting point. How do you do that? If you're not familiar with the Vector self-review framework, go and talk to Vector. They're here because they have a self-review framework which allows schools and authorities to review where they're at so that you can actually get a sound starting point, develop some action plans and move on from there. It is a maturity model, so there is a continuum on that. So do go and talk to them. And I would also say that the BSF programme is unique. There isn't another one like this. This is our opportunity in our lifetimes to actually go out there and make a difference and to change things. It isn't happening anywhere else. It means there isn't a clear map. I can't say to you, do this and it's done. It will be different for each of you. So just to finish off then, the barriers, I think, are all with ourselves and how we feel and what we feel we can do with this opportunity. I would recommend that you do three or four things. One is start the dialogue about your vision and where you're going. Whether you're in the programme now, whether you're about to come in it, whether you're not in for several years, it doesn't make any difference. Start the visioning now. Do your research. Go to see NACE, go to see Vector. We have, if you're thinking about leadership, NCSL, we have worked with, and they're developing a BSF leadership programme. And we've got Hannah Jones here from NCSL. Talk to her about that if leadership is the area you want to know about. QCA, and I've no doubt missed out many others that you could talk to. But the last and final point that I will make this morning is that the BSF opportunity is absolutely vital to us and future generations. Go out there and grab it.